The mighty Mississippi is on the move. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The stories today will show you how crisis becomes opportunity, and that it's not always bad news. To call the Mississippi River flood historic really doesn't capture the scope of the disaster. Reach Global's Mark Lewis says the swollen river waters will touch up to 13 states, leaving a widespread mess behind in stages.
They're starting to now get into the cleanup mode, recovery mode, as some of the waters have receded, and yet further downstream there are areas that are just preparing and still sandbagging.
To get a feel for what this flood looks like, he says,
in some of the locations, you know, the homes are being flooded up to the rooftop level. That's everything in your house being underwater for some period of hours or days.
So it's flooding in freezing temperatures. Lewis says believers have rolled up their sleeves and gotten busy to help. Teams will be forming soon if you want to get involved.
Praying especially for one-on-one conversations that represent hope, healing, light, and truth, that really becomes the most transformational thing.
While Illinois, Missouri, and Arkansas deal with flooding, Pioneers USA is asking for prayers in India. Shortly before 5 a.m. local time Monday, Northeast India experienced a 6.7 magnitude earthquake. There were injuries and some fatalities. In India, Pioneers works to bring Christ's love to the victims of HIV. But would you be praying that this earthquake doesn't disrupt their work? Also pray for those who were affected by the trauma of the earlier disasters. You're listening to Mission Network News. For years, AMG International has been using media evangelism to share the gospel in Turkey. Out of the 80 million people who call Turkey home, about 5,000 are Christians. But media evangelism puts the gospel into homes, coffee shops, and in other places. In the last 15 years, more Muslims have converted to Christianity than ever before. So would you pray for AMG's workers in Turkey as they continue to share the hope of Christ? And just as acts of war open people in Turkey to the gospel, acts of service are doing the same thing in Kenya.
People began again to see this is practical Christianity. These are people that are actually doing what they preach to us.
Bernice Gatiri is the executive director of Transworld Radio Kenya.
Other than the preaching of the gospel, which is really our first call and our first love, God is using our programs, even in the social affairs of the people that we reach.
One TWR listener has been inspired to fight child marriage, a common practice in her village. A longtime listener who's been tuning in since TWR began its Kenya broadcast in 1974 says the Bible teachings were more than just background noise.
He's ready to be with Jesus because he feels the ministry of TWR has prepared him for that.
AdmissionNews.org will provide you links to connect with TWR and help local believers reach their communities for Christ.
Our call is to reach people through the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. So anyone who is doing that, and there's a way that we can partner in fulfilling the Great Commission, we are really welcoming that.
And finally, Audio Scripture Ministries recently visited children's homes in India to give some much-needed joy. ASM's J.P. Sundara Rajan says it was hard seeing young kids suffer from trauma and disease.
These kids are kids who are severely infected with the HIV virus, and the home expects not one of them to live past the age of 22.
But ASM knows that these kids still have a chance at a full and hope-filled life in Jesus. So they want to speak the language of children by giving them the Word of God through stuffed animals.
When we came and told them we have these stuffed animals with God's Word in a dramatized format designed for kids, they were ecstatic. They said, this is exactly what our kids need.
ASM wants to give at least 1,000 wildlife storytellers in India. Get involved with the project at missionnews.org and remind kids they're not alone. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the lives of 8 persecuted Christians who share valuable life lessons, but they also share stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website, missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.